from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's learn a little bit about Nick York and bring in the play-by-play voice of the Woo Sox, Triple A Worcester, and that's Tyler Murray joining us right now for those watching on our video feed and on YouTube at 93.7 The Fan. Tyler, thank you so much. Appreciate you joining us. You had an opportunity to put eyes on this guy who was at Double A Portland to start the year. So if you can give Pirate fans a 60,000-foot view of the first-round draft pick of Boston from 2020.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dan. It's an exciting time of year, and it's exciting to be Nick York right now because he's going to get a fresh start. He just got called up from Double A about a month ago, and as you may have seen, he was hitting 250 in Double A. Not a lot of guys get called up. I don't care if you're a first-round pick to Triple A unless you're hitting a little better than that. But in a month plus with the Woo Sox here in Triple A, he's hitting 310, six bombs. Like, he has really changed the conversation about what his ceiling can be. The Red Sox have what's called a big three for them anyway. The top three prospects, Roman Anthony, Kyle Teal, and Marcelo Meyer. York was on the outside of that group, kind of seen as a second-tier guy. But what he's put together in his first look at AAA the last month, it has really elevated, I think, obviously his trade value and what he could be as a potential big leaguer. So exciting pickup for the Pirates.
Yeah, why do you suppose he fell down to, as you just described, that second-tier status, Tyler?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, he's a good athlete, well-built, good speed, smooth swing to all fields. I guess if you're looking at one weakness, it's probably his defense, but he's come a long way in that department. I just think as a 22-year-old who played shortstop in high school, if the Red Sox saw him as an elite defensive guy, you probably wouldn't see him move to second base and now left field, which he's been playing now for the last couple of weeks. So that maybe gives a clue as to how they viewed him defensively. So maybe there's a ceiling on that, but I don't know. He makes all the plays you need to make. He made a nice diving catch in left field across from the foul line just a couple of days ago. But I'm hoping for his sake, because he's a great kid, that another change of scenery will continue to elevate his game, because that clearly happened going from Double A to Triple A. But yeah, I think last year, maybe a disappointing first look in Double A, and the start of this year, kind of the same thing at that level. So that's probably the biggest reason why the hype died down a little bit, but maybe it's building back up.
Tyler Murray, a play-by-play man, Triple A Worcester, is with us. He had an opportunity to watch the man that the Pirates have acquired today. That's Nick York, in exchange in the straight-up swap for Quinn Priester. Wearing a couple of different gloves, have you had an opportunity to see how he plays in the outfield? Serviceable at best, above average? Can you kind of give us the breakdown there? Because the Pirates, as you may or may not know, Tyler, are very much like many others in baseball, lacking in the offensive production department as far as outfielders are concerned. And Nick Gonzalez has just gone on the injured list, probably a long-term deal with a groin. And assuming that York hopefully could be up at the big league level at a few different times. But the wearing of different gloves, I think, is something of great intrigue as to maybe increasing the likelihood of that bat getting to play here in Pittsburgh sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I don't think there's been any moments where he's had a screw-up where you're thinking, okay, there's no way this can work. But he's still learning the corner outfield positions a bit. So even getting a first read off a ball or just even communicating with a center fielder, that's going to be a work in progress. But he's such a good athlete, such a hard worker that I got faith that Nick York can learn to be a big league level left fielder in a matter of however long it's going to take. The thing is, we've only seen him for 38 games in AAA. He's been about half and half playing left field and second base, but I'm definitely not going to disqualify him based off what I've seen so far from his left field ability. Like I said, he's made some diving catches, and it's only going to get better. That's the exciting thing about a guy who's not going to turn 23 until next April. So there's a lot to hope on with this kid.
How about the hit tool? What do you see it projecting as? And I don't know if you've talked to any scouts or maybe what the internal comps were for a guy like York and what he eventually looks like as a big leaguer. Is this a line drive guy, foul pole to foul pole, middle away guy, pull heavy guy? Kind of give us the scouting report as to how that hit tool plays.
Yeah, the first thing that impressed me about him was he wasn't trying to do too much and just pull everything out of the ballpark his first few weeks. He was going the other way, a couple line drive singles to the opposite field. He had three hits in his second game in AAA. But the thing that really made me realize that this kid could be special is early July, July 2nd and July 10th, he had two homer games separately 1 week apart. And what he did was he took the starting pitcher deep in back-to-back at-bats, and somehow it was the same exact sequence. First time up, he takes a fastball out to right center. Next time up, he gets a sweeper, and he pulls it to left center. So he is outsmarting pitchers who are actually a lot more developed and experienced than he is. So just the way he thinks the game clearly and what he can do with his natural ability, that was a moment where I realized, okay, there's something here with Nick York, and that stuck with me ever since.
Tyler Murray, play-by-play man, AAA in the Boston Red Sox organization, had an opportunity to put eyes on, at least for a little while, the man the Pirates acquired today in the Quinn Priester trade, the sixth best prospect in the Boston farm system. That is Nick York. And how close did he look, Tyler, in your estimation? Not that you're, you know, some baseball operations guy or some farm director, but listen, you know, you do some games for the Red Sox as well, so you've bounced up to the big league level. You're doing a lot of games at the AAA level, so you probably have a pretty decent eye as to, hey, you know what, this guy is closer than he is not. And I'm curious, just in your opinion, broadcaster's opinion, what that may be with respect to timeline and the maturation and the seasoning of a hitter, even though, as you mentioned, you know, just the 38 games, the AAA time isn't all that substantial, but we don't know what that means anymore. So I'll ask you to sort of color that in for us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run!
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I guess put it this way. The few times I've been at Fenway Park in the last few weeks, I get asked a lot by the big league media and the big league broadcasters, when are we getting Nick York? He's turning a lot of heads up there.
Oh, okay.
And I think if he wasn't so firmly blocked at second base, there's a bit of a second base question right now for the Red Sox. Vaughn Grissom was supposed to be the guy in the Chris Sale trade with Atlanta. He's been injured most of the year. David Hamilton's got great speed at second base. And Manuel Valdez has popped, but he's back in AAA right now. In the future, maybe Trevor Story is your middle infield solution. Sadon Rafael has been playing shortstop as well. Marcelo Meyer, the number one prospect and top five in baseball right now, he's a shortstop. So there's not a ton of middle infield movement available up there for Nick York. If you want to go left field, that's Jarren Duran, who's arguably been their most consistent player all season. So not so much he wasn't traded because he wasn't good enough to make it to the major leagues. He just made too much sense as a guy to maybe sell a little bit high on because he's had a really good first month plus in AAA. The problem is, for whatever reason, this year we just haven't seen that much consistent power pitching in the International League. Mm-hmm. So the home runs he's hit on fastballs, it's been 94, 93. I think he deserved the opportunity to see what he would look like against consistent 97, 98. And I think he's got a quick, smooth swing. And like we talked about, going to the opposite field, where I really do think he could handle upper 90s big league consistent heat. But I unfortunately, we don't have enough of a sample size to say he did that just because of how AAA pitching has looked this year, at least around the Woo Sox. But yeah, just with his swing and his approach and just how calm he seems under pressure, I've got no doubt he'd be ready for at least an opportunity, if not an everyday role.
Okay, this is Tyler Murray's voice you're hearing. He's the AAA broadcaster in the Red Sox organization for the Woo Sox in Worcester. Do you have an idea of what the great chasm and divide is? And this is just an overall question about the jump from AAA to the big leagues, because I think you'd be a really good guy to ask. And I think something that you just said about maybe the overall average velocity in AAA, is that sort of why, is it one of the reasons, that the gap of being able to project what somebody's doing at the AAA level, to see that translate, maybe as we did in past years, it was somewhat predictable, but for whatever reason, and I'm not sure if this is just a Pittsburgh narrative or something that's an issue in Boston, or it's just league-wide where this jump from the minors to the major leagues, AAA to the big leagues, is so vast and great that there is so much acclimation trouble with players getting to the big leagues. And for whatever reason, everyone is throwing their hands in the air mystified. I don't know if you're seeing that or hearing that in Boston. That's something that we've talked about at length here in Pittsburgh. So you're the guy that's bouncing back and forth from the big leagues to AAA as a broadcaster. Again, you'd be an expert on that, I'd think.
No, it's a great question. And I think gone are the days of Red Sox fans will know the names Daniel Nava and Ryan LaVarnway, who both had big home runs like a week into their major league careers. But nowadays, I think it comes down to the scouting and the analytics. When you get called up to the major leagues, you're not a mystery to these teams. They're going to have a massive book on you. They know, okay, you get two strikes on this guy, throw him a changeup outside, he's going to strike out every time. There's just so much data that you can now implement from AAA and beyond, that the minor leagues have got so much better at building, whether it's video scouts or, I mean, even in the AAA booth, when we pull up our data, we can tell what spin rate is, launch angle, exit velocity, exactly what kind of pitch it is. This is in minor league baseball now, and I never had that in the first 10 years of my career when I was in single A and double A. So if I know that much, just imagine how much the big league pitchers know when they have to approach a rookie making his debut, and of course adding in all the different things about how much better major league pitchers are. They're just so much smarter now, and that's like an institutional intelligence they have that these young guys have to deal with now.
Tyler Murray's with us, AAA broadcaster of the Boston Red Sox organization for the Woo Sox. Sounds like if you were a Pirate fan and they just acquired Nick York based on everything that you know about him, sounds like you would be excited about that acquisition, given up Quinn Priester,
yeah.
I don't know. So yeah, just give me the overall put yourself in a Pirates fan's shoes perspective.
Oh, for sure. It's someone you can dream on. I mean, this year has changed the conversation about Nick York. Last year was a bit disappointing in AA. We thought he would start this year in AAA, which is still pretty impressive for a 22-year-old, but first-round pick in 2020, so you take the steady climb 1 year at a time, and you're up to AAA by this season, but he was not, and that kind of surprised some people. It took him a few months to get up here, so you're thinking, okay, what are we going to get? A guy hitting 250, what's his attitude going to be like? And credit the kid. He took the opportunity by the horns. He's come in with a positive attitude, great clubhouse guy, always quick with a hello and a fist bump. You don't necessarily get that from everybody, but he's going to be a popular guy with whatever level he's at. And I'm not going to promise that he's winning the Triple Crown anytime soon, but these are the trades that I think the Pirates and their fans should be happy that they're making to kind of try to address an immediate and maybe even long-term need. So this is not just an organizational depth move. This is someone that I think deserves an opportunity. And yeah, Pirates fans should be excited to have him.
Okay, somebody you can dream on. I'm going to try to pin you down here. Let's say the dream comes true. What is the dream then?
Well, I mean, you know, I think he's going to continue to improve with doing maximum damage on hittable pitches at the major league level. But I think he's got a good eye for the plate. His biggest slump this year was 0-for-8, and he walked in each of those three games when he went hitless, and then he bounced back on a current four-game hit streak. So I just think he's going to be a consistent, everyday guy who's going to give you a good at-bat. If it's a single the other way against high 90s heat, if it's working a walk, I don't necessarily think you're going to see 30, 40 home runs, at least based off what we've seen so far.
Sure.
But I think he's going to be a guy who can give you reliable offense and help a team win.
Tyler. You're making it sound pretty good, so I guess we'll leave it at that and see when Nick York gets to the big leagues. Pirate fans, I think, are hoping sooner rather than later, and it may be, based on what Derek Shelton said to reporters here a short time ago, maybe sooner rather than later. Appreciate your insights, and an off day in the minor leagues, so very thankful, Tyler, for you to take some time here and go get some dinner, will you?
Of course, Dan. Thanks a lot for having me.
All right, there he goes. Triple A voice of the the WooSox in Worcester, Massachusetts, on Nick York, whom the Pirates acquired today from the Boston Red Sox in exchange for Quinn Priester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wreck. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.